Hello, I'm Paul Davidson, a servant and an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ with Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas. We're making this audio from our home on a Thursday afternoon. It's a great blessing to address all the people that will be listening and exhort them, instruct them in the ways of the Lord. I give praise and glory for all the things that God has taught me and the revelation of the Word of the Living God. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this past, I was on, along with some others, a three-day fast. Ended yesterday evening, and it was the fast was to seek a right way for me, this ministry, and others for their own lives. It was a very productive fast. They always will be when they're directed by the Spirit of God. And yesterday on Wednesday, I said, you know, I'm going to eat tonight in this fast, but on Thursday morning, I'm going to restart a fast for a day. Eat on Thursday evening. I'm going to do the same tomorrow, which is Friday, and perhaps next week, Monday, Tuesday, I'll let you know. Amen. But yesterday afternoon, I began praying in a way that has been several years since I prayed. And I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus from the powers, the authority of the devil. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus from all of the power of the devil. I prayed that before our Wednesday evening service. Then I prayed it afterwards until about 10:30. This morning, when I woke up, that prayer, that I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus from all of the authority of the devil, was in my heart. But there were some other instructions with it. And it was instructions in what is this mass for? In what is this mass? Is this the chosen mass? So I want to have Kathy D. read from Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, which tells us about the blood of Jesus, and I have make a prayer out of it. And for years, I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus from all of the power of the devil. Now, I have prayed it more than once, many times really, and translated me into the kingdom of his dear son. That may be the prayer that many of you need to pray to get you out of the authority of the devil and into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. That I recommend to pray. God will lead you, but that's not what this audio is about. And Isaiah 58 tells us about the fast that is chosen and the purpose of that fast. Four things that I want to accomplish, to Lord was leading me to accomplish on this one day fast. And Kathy D is going to read from Isaiah 58, the four things that I want to accomplish and have. And I'll share that with you when she gets her reading. Kathy?
This is Isaiah 58, verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke.
Notice there are four reasons listed there. There's some more. But these four is for my purposes today, or our purposes for the day. To loose bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, that let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. So let's go back to what the Spirit of the Lord led me to do early this morning, approaching 8 o'clock. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus from all of the powers of Satan. I prayed that for 10 or 15 minutes. And then a great thing happened because God led my prayer to correspond with my fast. I was praying, I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus from all of the power of Satan. Then I started to pray, I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus from all the bands of wickedness. That I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus from to undo heavy burdens. That I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to let the oppressed go free. Then I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to break every yoke. Now, I want to modify this just a little, how the Spirit of God led me. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus from all of the power of the devil. 2, I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to loose me from bands of wickedness. And I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to undo heavy burdens. I have been redeemed to loose me from oppression. And I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to break every yoke over me. Then my prayers change a bit. And I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus from all the power of the devil to loose me from doubt, which is a band of wickedness. Then I prayed another. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to loose me from unbelief, a band of wickedness. There, you get the idea. Then, I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to undo heavy burdens over me. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to undo heavy burdens over me. By now, I'm beginning to see that God is leading me to pray, to overcome, set me free from the sins of his people, which have laid upon me with their tongues, their wicked tongues. And so I started praying. And these are heavy burdens also the third aspect of this fast, purposeless fast, that is to loose from oppression. So I started praying. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I do witchcraft from me. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus from to do the sins of God's people. It was amazing what I was praying for. Praying that God redeemed by the blood of Jesus me from suicide. And I thought, wait a minute, I'd not consider this. That's not what I'm doing. But what it was, I was praying through the blood of Jesus that God would heal suicidal people from suicides, that sin, and it was laid upon me. It's a new thing in some ways, not total, what God is doing. Then, oppression. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to loose me from oppression of the people. Why? They put their wickedness upon me and oppress me. Also, they put their own oppression upon me. They cast it upon me, their iniquity, with their tongues. If you'd like some scripture, Isaiah 55, I think it's verse 4, with their voice, they cast their iniquity upon me. Oh, yes, and the terror of death was present. Yeah, because of their wickedness. Then, one more, the last, I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to break every yoke. Then I go this way, I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to loose me from the yoke of bondage. Then I pray, I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to set me free from the bondage of fear. Amen. Then I prayed one that you will love me for. I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus to loose me from the bondage of the law of Moses. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. You know, I think I've given you enough examples to exhort you and encourage you how to pray in your own closet. In your own closet. Let's finish it like this. Father, I thank you that I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus from all of the power of the devil, for all of his ways of heavy burdens, of all his ways of bands of wickedness, from all of his ways of oppression, from all of his ways of the yoke of bondages. In Jesus' name, Father, I do thank you, give you praise and honor. Thank you and amen. God bless you all. I'll be talking to you more, not too far off, by audios. Love you. God bless. Doyle.